T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The question posed by Joe Starkey, once a pickup game legend, what, in East Liberty, those courts, hit a three-pointer, sauntered right over to your then-girlfriend's house, dropped down onto one knee after winning a game, and then scored the biggest basket of your life.
Technically, Shady Side, yes, but the pickup courts there are little Mellon Park once in a while. They used to call me Havlicek over there. I was okay. I had some pretty good games, but I'm curious. That's just one question.
Call me Heinsohn.
Heinsohn. That's one question, though, is where can you find the best pickup game in this area? But really the question, Mulzy, is this a basketball town at all?
Nope.
Not at all.
I mean, I think that's a complicated answer. It's not a great area for high school talent, and I think everybody knows that. There's a handful of kids usually every year that get serious D1 looks. I mean, Robbie Carmody, Ethan Morton are two really good players, and Carmody's going to go to Notre Dame, and Morton's going to go probably just about anywhere. I don't see it. I see a good basketball town when I either see an NBA team there that's been there for a long time and sells out, or I see a good fabric of high school to college to pros. That high school thing is the fabric of it, and I don't see it here. It's a football town at that level. It's becoming a hockey town because we have a hockey team here, and they've had the best player on the planet basically 30 straight years. So I would say no. And
it once was.
It once used to be, though.
I read about those
Midland teams or the Fifth Avenue teams or Ambridge.
In the city, all the way out to Beaver County, where, yes, in the 60s, 50s probably too, those teams were unbelievable. Ambridge, Aliquippa, Midland, Farrell, whoever you want to talk about.
Sharon, PA. Now that's way up there by Farrell, but there was basketball tradition here. Blackhawk, obviously, with the Miller boys and then with Foosh Cheatham.
Pistol Pete.
But it's not here, at least. But it's not a basketball town the way Philly is or New York is or Cincinnati is or even Cleveland.
No.
The talent level is just so different there.
So why do we think, because we've had this topic before, that Pittsburgh would support an NBA team? I think there's more basketball fans here than people think.
That's part two of my explanation. I said I'm of two minds here. Every time we talk about, every time we bring up the NBA or basketball in general that isn't Pitt, we get the usual vocal minority of listener or of person responding that says, no one cares, talk NHL. And yet, when the NBA finals are on here, they do plenty strong in the ratings. People watch. People are compelled. When LeBron is on TV or making news, people care. When the decision happened, not that long after we went on the air, people flooded our phone lines with either fury or respecting the guy one way or another for, what was it, Joe, a day or two straight?
Yeah.
It was all the decision you wanted to talk, you were able to do that. And so there's a lot of people that passively enjoy the NBA that would probably go to games that probably have league pass around here that just don't feel like they need to call into a radio station or tweet a radio host and say that they love it.
Do you think the NBA would flourish here?
Probably.
Or even survive?
Probably not. The only way it would is the exact same way that hockey has really flourished and survived, and that's the team here would have to have the best player in the league or one of the best and be really good every year. Everyone seems to forget, and this is something I love bringing up, that when the Penguins sucked post-Yager and had like a last legs Lemieux trying to make it work with a horrible team around him, they barely drew flies to the Civic Arena. It was all student rush kids sitting behind the nets. This wasn't a hockey town for the handful of years where the best player on the planet wasn't taking the ice in a Penguins sweater.
I think it's a town that appreciates basketball and likes good basketball. Obviously, it's not a classic basketball town. But every time there's pretty good hoops played here, people seem to turn out. I know it's an event town, but whether that's the NCAA tournament, whether that's Pitt being good, used to be the round ball for many years. I think it's still a decent basketball town, I do. And I think with the right team and the right star power that it could support an NBA team. I do.
I'd love to say that with like that kind of full, steadfast belief behind me. But then I go back to hard numbers, Joe. And if it had an NBA team here, like it, Pittsburgh is in the population kind of segment where it's got to be, almost always has to be one or the other, hoops and hockey. It would be the smallest metro area by a lot. And I know that it's more about corporate dollars than it is anything, but it would be the smallest metro area and population by a lot to support a team in each of the four major sports. It just feels like it's an either or proposition.
Yeah, maybe. I just think
I'd love it if it did.
If it became an event right away, if it did that, then I think you'd have support here. And I think people would turn up. Turn out.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.